Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Welcome back to What to Read Wednesdays, everyone. I just wanted to give a shout out to my faithful listeners, Jackie and Andrea. I'm happy to hear from listeners, and these two have been especially kind, so thank you. It's been fun seeing some of you again. So many of you have come in and thanked us for being there, for continuing our services even when it was difficult, and I just really appreciate chatting with you about how the library can be and is helpful to you. You can always send in suggestions or questions to askus@delawarelibrary.org if you don't feel comfortable coming into the library yet. In whatever way you choose to communicate, we'd love to hear from you. As I mentioned before, the way I'm doing this podcast is alternating between reviews and interviews. Since the last episode were reviews, this week is an interview, and I am excited to talk to my friend Megan. Many of you know Megan from the circulation department at the main branch. I'm excited to inform you that she has taken the position of adult services specialist at the Orange Branch. Megan has worked hard earning her MLIS degree, and although I am sad we're not working at the same branch anymore, and I mean like super sad, I am very happy for her and all that she has achieved. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Megan from the Orange Branch. Okay, everyone, this is my conversation with my friend Megan. So, Megan, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi. As Annie just said, my name is Megan. I work at the Delaware County District Library, the Orange Branch now. I used to get to work with Annie, but I moved a little further south. So let's see. I recently finished, if you want to talk about books.
Absolutely.
I recently finished one called Hench. It's by Natalie Zena Walshatz, and I think that's how you pronounce your last name. Yeah, it was really, really interesting. It's a superhero book that's not about superheroes.
Okay.
Yeah. It actually focuses on Anna, who is not a superhero, but she works for supervillains.
Okay.
So you'd think, okay, she's not a good person.
Uh-huh.
But she is. She's just a millennial that's pretty poor, and she works, she gets her jobs through temp agencies. And in this world, the temp agencies cater specifically to the supervillains and specifically to the heroes, which is rather amusing.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, are you familiar with the show The Boys?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. So it's that, but funny.
Okay, so what genre would you say it is?
Definitely science fiction. Where it falls on that science fiction scale, I'm not exactly sure, because there are people with powers. Some of them are, you know, really out there, but not exactly.
Okay.
Something you would necessarily have. So kind of science fiction, fantasy, crossover-ish.
Is it a graphic novel?
No, it is not. It is adult fiction. It is a regular book. I actually listened to the audiobook, which I really enjoyed.
Oh, man. I freaking love audiobooks. I just do. They're so good. So is that a genre that you normally read, or what's your favorite genre, or what is it that you like to read most often?
Yeah, definitely science fiction and fantasy. Is typically where I like to live. Definitely interested in various graphic novels, some young adult fiction. I mean, kind of all over there, but I definitely like science fiction and fantasy.
It's because it's so good. Is there a genre that you don't read or that you really dislike to read?
That is a good question. Thinking
like I will not read horror. Like I just can't take horror.
There are certain horror books that I have read that I really enjoyed, and some of them that I think traumatized me a bit. But yeah, generally not horror, but I did like the sequel to The Shining. I thought that was very, very well done.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. What about romance? Do you read romance?
Not generally. So, yeah, that's probably... I mean, I have read a few of the books from Outlander, but that's more... I guess it has romance in it, but it's historical fiction.
Right. Like, that one, I read some articles of, when it got super popular, again, because of the show. I read some articles that were like, this is one of the most genre-bending series out there. I mean, that might have been... hyperbole, right? But it's true, right? It's a very it appeals widely to romance readers, and then you have the historical fiction aspect of it, and then you have like the fantasy / science fiction aspect of it. And so yeah, it's just like this is one of those books where it's really difficult to put into a certain genre because it has all these mixing genres in it. So I thought that was interesting.
That is.
Okay.
I feel like that happens a lot more with lately. That
yes.
Books don't fall in just one neat pile.
I would agree. I would definitely agree. Is there something... So the way that I kind of end every podcast that I do for when I'm not doing interviews is like what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, and what I'm looking forward to. So you told us what you finished, right? So is there, what are you reading or listening to right now?
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm actually listening to a sequel again. Harold the Ninth, by Tamsin Weir. Weir? I'm not sure.
How do you spell it?
Muir.
Okay. Nice. What's it about?
Yeah. It's about, again, back to the science fiction and fantasy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's necromancers, but in space.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It sounds really weird.
Okay. I can get on it.
Yeah. They're just such fun characters. They're very fleshed out. I really enjoy it. And the first one is about one person and then one of the main characters. And then this one is about the other main character. So you get to know both of them pretty well in it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you, like a series or a book that you're looking forward to that hasn't been published yet?
Oh, yes. Again, I live in the sci-fi realm, apparently. It goes in spurts.
Sure.
Martha Wells, she's written, I think, 5 or 6 novels in the Murderbot Diaries series.
Yes.
And yes, I absolutely love those.
Nice.
And yeah, the new one, Fugitive Telemetry, is coming out, I think, later this year. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
Oh, awesome. I haven't read them, but like when I first started in libraries, 7 years ago, probably, that was one of the books that was like, you know how you have distinct memories when you first start something? And so like, you know, it was my first professional job. And I just remember the cover of that, of one of those books. I don't remember which one it was, but it's like, oh, all right. Like I need to keep an eye on this series, you know? So... I didn't know that she was still writing those. So that's interesting.
Yeah, and actually they started out as little novellas, and the most recent book and I think the one coming up are just full novels.
Okay. And can you tell us kind of the overarching story?
Yeah. The story follows an android. They are a murder bot is what they call themselves. They are a grown human that is enhanced with cybernetic abilities, but it's more they are controlled by them. They use them as they use them as like security guards and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Things that they don't really want other people to have to put their lives in danger for. So okay. Sort of policing, but more of like personal use for
sure.
People.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're controlled by, obviously the computers in their heads, and they don't have a lot of, free will, but Murderbot circumvents that. And, we get a glimpse in their head and what they're dealing with.
Oh man, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I like it. Oh, shoot. Well, I had a question in my head, and now I can't remember what it was.
I'm sorry. I distracted you.
I know. I was just like, oh, wow, murder bots. Like, oh, that is super interesting. Okay. Well, cool. I mean, I'm more fantasy than I am science fiction, and I know that those, like, blend together pretty frequently, but, I'm always trying to stretch myself, so I may have to read one of those because I've never read one of those, and I know it's pretty popular with a number of people. I remember what I was going to tell you. So I'm listening to this series called The Tales of Oratory. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not.
Okay, it was one of those days where I was like, picking out books in the stacks for somebody, a patron, I think. And I came across this book and it was just called Across the Nightingale Floor. And it's sort of set like in feudal Japan times.
Ooh.
But it's, I know, I was just like, oh, I need to talk to Megan about this. I think she'll like it. But it has like magical elements in it. And it's about this boy who is raised among this tribe called the Hidden, and they are like a peaceful people, and you know they're very religious. And one day he's out in the mountains, and he comes home, and his small village has just been annihilated. And he finds out that he is actually the son of a tribe. He comes from a tribe of assassins. And so So he like is saved from being killed and is trained to be an assassin, which presents problems because he grew up as you do peace first, right? Like you don't raise your hand against anyone. So it's really good. Like and the audiobook is really, really good. So I can't remember the author's name, but I'll have to send it to you because I think that's something that you would really enjoy.
I actually just looked it up and I added it to my want to read list.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It looks like Lee and Hearn.
Yes, that is it. That is it. Really good. Really, really good. Like I was driving today and I just went, no, like something happened. And I'm just like, no, this can't be happening. So it's it's a really good book. I really like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Actually, yes. I'm also working on rereading the, His Dark Materials trilogy.
Oh, so that's right. Because they're doing a series with like HBO or something, right?
They do. It's really well done. It's so much better than the movie was.
I remember trying to watch the movie and being like ridiculously bored.
I know I watched it. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, and it came out in, what, 2006 or 2007 or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I had just graduated high school. I was like, oh, this has got to be good. And I'm like, nope, this is bad. So,
you know, you can hope.
Yeah, you can always hope. You can always hope. So, His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Megan, thanks for coming on the podcast with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Annie.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, congratulations again on your new position. That's very, very exciting.
Thank you.
And I hope it goes awesome. I know it will go awesome because you're awesome.
Oh, so are you.
Oh. All right. That's it for today.
All right. Thank you.
Isn't she just delightful? I have so much fun with Megan. We're just two very, very big nerds, and I love it. If you don't have a nerdy friend in your life, get one. They're the best. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments, what to read at DelawareLibrary.org, I'd love to hear from you. This is What to Read Wednesdays with Annie, and I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.